Now, anyone who kind of tunes into Weekend Brekkie regularly would know that we're pretty big word nerds and bookworms. We love talking all about books and different words that we love. And one facet of the kind of word genre that we haven't hit too hard is bookshops. This morning, we're joined by Julia, the owner of Desire Books and Records in Manly, to talk about this really unique shop that she has. Julia, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now,
excuse my deep and husky voice. I am also a stand-up comedian and I had a very late gig last night.
Oh, it adds a nice tone to it. Don't you worry. It sounds very seductive. We're making the world of books and records very seductive this morning,
Julia.
Yeah, that was
the goal. That was why I was out late.
I appreciate the effort. Now, Desire Books and Records, it's in Manly. How did this start up? Can you tell us a little bit about the store?
So the shop's been going for 15 years and it's this cool little secondhand books. There's the occasional new book for authors that we like and know and want to support, but it's mostly secondhand books and it's lots of Bukowskis and Kerouacs and Hemingways and that kind of weird little quirky books, like stuff that you just wouldn't expect to find. Kind of, if things come in, I go, oh yeah, that'll sell somewhere. But the shop itself's been going for 15 years.
Wow.
And we bought it just over a year ago, July 1st of last year, because we heard it was up for sale. And there's five of us that own it, actually, all together. We're like a little co-op of performers and people that are in the arts.
Oh, that's amazing.
We heard it was up for sale. And I said to one of my best mates, oh, gee, I have someone nice buys it because I love this shop and it's my happy place. Like, I've always liked to go in with a coffee, sit up the back in these big comfy green chairs and just sort of sit and read and, you know, kind of get lost in a little bit of a world, pretend reality's not out there. And we heard the person most likely to buy it was going to gut it and turn it into a cafe. So I literally went, not on my watch. There's five of us. We all sort of pulled our money together and went, right, looks like we're buying a bookshop. So that's what we did.
This is amazing. I love that you guys came together as a community and said, this is a place.
Of the five of us, I'm a stand-up comedian. We've got a stage manager, a filmmaker, a writer, and a muso. They're our five.
Oh, my God.
And clearly none of us are booksellers or bookshop owners until now. But yeah, it makes for five different energies. We all have different tastes in books. So I tend to do philosophy, psychology. The stage manager does good quality fiction. The filmmaker does political history and military history. The writer does classics and all the English literature. And the muso does lots of kind of, I call it geek pop culture, but he says it's a very specific kind of geek pop culture. So yeah, between us, we all sort of cover different parts of the shop and have a great time doing it.
That's amazing. You must have the most eclectic collection of literature.
We really, really do. Picture black books with the same amount of red wine and less crankiness.
And a couple of more people.
Yeah.
A couple more personalities. Now, there's a partnership as well with the store and Pigeon Ground Records. Was that something that you bought in or was that something that was existing?
No, so Tim from Pigeon Ground was there when we took over. And I said to him, look, you know, I'm going into business with four of my best mates and we really don't know each other very well. You know, are you going to stay on? It's up to you. You don't know us. It would be weird to go into business with people you don't know. And so we sort of sat down and had a chat about it. And I said, look, our kind of ethics about this are really, really quite important to us. We want to run the shop so we get to a point where the books are paying the rent. And then after that, we want to use the space for anything collaboration-wise. We want a place where, like, directors can meet writers and musos can meet poets. And we do a lot of events after hours. We do, like, poetry nights and spoken word nights and open mic nights where anyone can come along and perform anything. And, and I said, so this is kind of really important to us. And he went, oh, great. You know, that's very much, like, he's really big on no price gouging and he's super ethical with how he buys and sources records and how he prices them. So we agreed that we'd have, like, a three-month trial to see if we kind of had the same business aspects. And after the first month, we both went, oh, this is perfect. Let's do it. So he went from having a little bit of space to we've cleared out sort of, we're more economical with our space now. So there's, like, 50% records and 50% books.
That's such
an absolute ball.
That's such a unique store as well in Sydney to find both records and books together in this collaborative, open, inviting, melting pot of a space. I think it's beautiful. The customers must absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. Every day I open up, it's kind of like therapy, you know. you open the door and you get that lovely smell of old books and records and you literally every day I'm like, oh, that's the stuff. And what I love is that because people who, you know, book nerds like myself or like you and myself and record peeps are all, we're kind of the same sort of, we're cut from the same cloth.
Mm.
We just kind of want to go in and get lost in our own little thing that we do.
Mm.
And what I often find is that couples turn up and one will go straight for the crates of records and one straight into the classics of the books. Like it's really cute. They're like, yeah, see you in half a sweetie. Yep. And they just, poof, they're off.
It's one really to Hemingway, cool. One to Hendrix, and then we're good for the
exactly
rest of the afternoon.
Right. And one will go like, babe, look what I found. And the other goes, yeah, that's great, but look what I found. It's really sweet. I really enjoy it.
That's absolutely fantastic. And because all the books that come in are secondhand as well, aren't they? Do you find that you are able to curate a really interesting collection? I know you said before that everyone has their own kind of niche.
Yeah, there's a certain anxiety that goes with knowing that you're never going to live long enough to read all the books you want to read.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gotten slightly worse since we bought the shop. I'm like, oh my God, look at all these new genres. I'm never going to have enough time. But I certainly get to go, wow, I never would have thought of writing a book about that. Or I never thought I'd see a book about that. Like, you know, a book came in the other day that was really specific. It was like a 1970s lawnmower maintenance book. And I just went, that's amazing. I'll put that out. I don't think anyone's ever going to buy it.
But it looks cool.
It's a really cool book to look at. It lasted 2 hours and someone bought
really?
It. I was like, okay. That's
wow.
A little weird. Yeah, but it's funny because the five of us have a real strong, like, no Da Vinci Codes, no 50 Shades. No, like, we just won't. Nope, not having it. Nope, not having it. And the people at our local Vinnies quite love us because we're like, look, these are all in great condition. They're just not really our thing. So take it down to Vinnies because I can't bring myself to throw out a book, except that there was a couple of the Twilight books. I mean, we have literally, and I'm not even joking, so many dozens of those donated where people are just like, I'm never going to read those again. So one of our guys started giving bad books a second chance. We started making pens out of them.
Oh, wow. So
he cuts the pages out and he rolls the pen, the pages up to make them pen casings. And they, it's a very nice little tag.
That is the only
giving
good use for a Twilight book.
Second chance.
I love that. That's the only good use for those books these days. Julie, you have something so special on your hands. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and giving us a little bit of insight.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
That was Julia from Desire Books and Records in Manly. We'll pop all the details on the podcast at the end of the show. You can also check out their website, desirebooks.com.au. As Julia said there, they've got a bunch of really interesting events that go on as well. It's kind of this melding pot of creativity and a bit of an escape from the world outside, from the reality that maybe some of us don't want to live in sometimes. I think we need more of this sort of stuff in Sydney. It is one of our top picks definitely for this week here on Weekend Breakfast.